The journey for Liz Brenna begins at Ithaca College at a talk by entrepreneur Jeff Furman.
They call him the ampersand in Ben and Jerry's. And I just remember sitting there and thinking, oh my God, this guy has all the answers.
It wasn't so much the ice cream that got her hooked. It was the other thing Ben and Jerry's is known for, corporate social responsibility. Soon, the ice cream maker was her go-to company for case studies. And with a little serendipity, the Rochester native landed a job at Ben and Jerry's main office in Vermont shortly after graduation. Then she started getting the calls.
So many business owners and brands would call us and basically ask how we did such a great job being such a good company.
They're like, Brenna says the business owners wanted to know how Ben & Jerry's was so successful at championing social and environmental causes. Corporate social responsibility, or CSR, was growing in popularity, and these business owners wanted to know the secret.
And so it kind of occurred to me that they're really... weren't a lot of resources out there for for-profit businesses who want to join this movement. So that's where I thought, you know what, I need to do this.
So 3 months ago, after about 4 years at Ben & Jerry's, she moved back to Rochester, and that's what she did.
I am the founder and CSR chick at Socially Good Business.
With Socially Good Business, the 26-year-old Brenna wants to take what she's learned at Ben & Jerry's and apply it to other companies. Basically, she wants to find your company's version of a low-emissions freezer or a specialty flavor that benefits a good cause.
Consumers are demanding it. So to be as genuine about it and to get the most value out of it, I say make a commitment first.
Still, Brenna admits it's a tough time to be launching a newfangled consulting firm. She says it's an easier sell than it would have been a couple years ago, but it's still hard to get companies to sign on the dotted line.
The level that they're at right now, especially in this economy, is... show me the numbers. Why do I want to invest this money? Why do I want to do this?
So far, Brenna has one client, a Rochester hotel, but she's optimistic that more will follow. And if all she accomplishes is spreading the word about ways businesses can do good, then she says she's fine with that.
This is what I'm passionate about. This is what I believe in. And I'm just kind of trying to do my thing.
In Rochester, I'm Zach Seward for WRVO News.